Hello, Victoria.
Yes.
Hi, this is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling to see if you meet the criteria to receive some settlement money from the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I'm sorry.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
I was talking to someone about it, but I
Okay.
had texted, I don't know who it was, and I was able to finally see what the I had texted him, I think it was, I forgot his name, and I had sent him what he had wanted, but right now the doctor's requesting my how do you say it, release of information for
Okay.
California,
Did
because
you file a claim already?
I was talking to Jaden.
Okay, that's my colleague Jaden. Let me ask him. Let me see how far.
Yeah, I had texted him Friday. I was at, 'cause I had told him that it was in 2015 I had the lymphedema, and then I was diagnosed with meningioma, but it wasn't 2016, it was 2021. And then I had a ectopic pregnancy, I think how they said it, in 2021.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Let me ask you this. When you spoke with Jaden, did you sign any paperwork with him?
No, not yet.
No? Okay. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to file a claim?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And then, do you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I was
Okay.
just trying to see what the criteria was and what I had to do, or if I had to do any testing or anything.
Okay. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
And are you filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
For myself. So.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I'm sorry?
Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yeah, I've been on Depo-Provera since 2016. I just got off of it. My last shot was September 25th, but I just got off of it. I tried to go back on it, but because any other birth control doesn't work for me, but because of the lawsuit, they're not ready to give it back to me yet.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Brain.
Okay. What is your date of diagnosis with the meningioma?
So, I just spoken. I don't know exactly what day it was. I just know in 20, it was in 2021.
2021. Do you remember what month? Roughly around what month?
It says right here, September 29th, 2021.
What is your date of birth?
09/28/1997.
And then, do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo?
No, I don't.
And then, did you use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah, I do my, what is it, 3 years, and then you have to take a break and then get back on it. I've been doing that since 2016.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
I'm sorry?
Within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then what was the month and year that you started using Depo?
2016, I would say. 'Cause I moved out there in September. I would say January of 2016.
Okay, when did you stop taking Depo? What month and year?
September 5th, 2024.
Then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
Then your first name I have Victoria.
Yes, ma'am.
And then for your last name, I have MACK.
Yes.
And then can I get your social, please?
607-023982.
Okay, you said 60723.
023982.
Okay. So 60703982.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you for clarifying. And then for your email, I have your last name, first name, 20@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am.
And then for your phone number, I have 909-761-8299.
Yes, ma'am.
And then is that your cell, your home, or both?
Cellular and home, everything, but the kitchen sink.
So both?
Yeah.
Okay. And then can I get your current full address, please?
Yes, it's going to be 1005 Lynn Lane, Yukon, Oklahoma, 73099.
Okay, I just want to confirm. I have 71005 for this street number.
Oh, sorry?
71005?
No, 1005. So 1005.
Okay, one more time. I'm sorry.
1005.
1005, and then what was the street name?
Lynn, LINN, space and lane.
And then what was the city?
Yukon, Yukon, Oklahoma.
Zip code 73099. Okay. Thank you so much for clarifying that for me. All right, so in terms of the Depo-Provera, was it administered by a doctor or medical staff or by yourself?
Medical staff.
Medical staff, okay.
My doctor gives me a referral and her nurse takes care of it every 3 months.
Okay. And then how many times did you say you were injured, injected with Depo? If you had to guess a number.
Since 2016 to now.
So 2016 and did you do it every 3 months?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so let me see. Let me do the math on that. So you do 4 shots a year, and you did it for roughly around 8 years, correct?
Yeah. And
so
then
about...
You know how you have to take the break and then get back on it?
Yes.
Yeah, I did all that.
Okay, so I would say the math on that would be roughly about, I want to say 24 to 32 times. Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, if you had to pick a number, what would you say?
24, something.
24? Okay. No worries. And then do you have the name of the facility where you received your depo?
Yes, Kaiser Permanente.
Kaiser Permanente?
Yes.
And what location is that?
I was receiving, well, it's kind of weird because I was receiving it in Upland, at the Kaiser in Upland clinic. By my house because it was right next door, and then I was receiving it at the Kaiser Permanente in Bakersfield, California.
Okay, let's see. So I have Kaiser Permanente and Upland Medical Offices?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And then Kaiser Permanente in Bakersfield. And then...
So you received that both?
Yeah. And then I received my recent shot in September. I received that at the Palmdale location.
Okay, give me one moment while they pull all their information, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the first location was Upland. The second location was?
Bakersfield, California.
Bakersfield, okay. Okay, so there is a couple offices in Bakersfield.
I would say...
Is it the Stockdale Medical?
No. They don't offer it. The Discovery. That's the only place I'll give it to you.
Let's see. Okay, the Discovery Plaza Medical?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was the last location?
Palmdale location.
Palmdale, okay. All right, thank you so much for that information.
You're welcome. Sorry if I sound a little sniffly.
No, it's okay. No worries. No worries. Are you okay?
Basically, both -2 in Oklahoma right now.
Yeah, I can't imagine the cold right now.
Yeah, it's real bad.
Is there any snow out there right now?
Crazy. It was snowing really pretty yesterday. But it's like little particles of snow. Right now, 19 degrees.
I can't imagine that cold. I used to live on the East Coast, and it was terrible.
Yeah, it's definitely not California.
Yeah, it's definitely not California.
It's still warm over there a little bit.
I will say, after living on both the West Coast and the East Coast, I do like the East Coast more.
Yeah, because when it's hot, it's hot.
Yeah, when it's hot, it's hot. That's true. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you remember the name of the medical staff that administered the Depo-Provera shot to you?
No.
No? It's okay if not. No worries. Bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, we're almost done. I just need a couple more things from you, okay? Do you happen to know the name of the doctor that prescribed you to receive Depo?
Ooh, bro, that was so long ago. I don't even know if she still works there, and I don't have access to it.
Okay, no worries. Do you know the name of the... Is it the same facility?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh, I have started that in Upland at the Upland Clinical Offices. That's where I started it.
Okay, so the Kaiser Permanente?
Sorry. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. And then what was the diagnosis method for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI scan, or both?
MRI. I get it checked every 6 months.
Okay. And then do you remember the name of the facility where you were diagnosed?
You said the place I was what?
Diagnosed, the name of the facility?
Kaiser.
Kaiser Permanente, which location?
Panorama City. Well, I lost weight. Panorama City. Kaiser. From Dr. Pollock.
Okay, let me pull their information. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
You said Panorama City, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, and what was the name of the doctor?
Dr. Pollock. He was my childhood doctor. He had helped me with my case.
Okay, can you spell his last name for me, please?
P-O-L-L-A-C-K.
Pollock,
okay. You know what? I do have something for you. They had gave me this up front to sign it. Sorry, I'm not the doctor. And I don't know if I'm supposed to give it to you or give it to Amy. They have me sign it. I think it's a release of information from my own hospital in California.
And Dr. Pollock specializes in internal medicine, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then did you receive treatment at the same facility?
Yes, ma'am. I used to get an MRI every 6 months, and I used to just monitor it.
Okay. And then in regards to the treating doctor, was it the same doctor as well, Dr. Pollock?
Yes.
Alan Pollock? Okay. And then what kind of treatment did you receive?
Just trials and tribulations of different medications for my migraines, because, you know, my migraines is really bad.
Okay. Any radiation, chemotherapy?
Keeping an eye on it, yeah.
So just medications primarily?
Yeah.
Okay. And then were you hospitalized at all for the meningioma?
No.
No? Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records by chance, or does the hospital have them?
The hospital.
Okay. And then if the attorneys did need these medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or both?
Electronically.
Electronically? Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
No, but I see her pretty much every other day.
Okay. And who is this person to you?
My best friend, more like
Okay.
my sister.
And then can I get your best friend's phone number, please?
Yes, 405-664-7456.
7456?
Yes,
Okay.
four
And
oh
then can
five
you.
six six four seven four five six.
Okay, perfect. And then can I get your best friend's first name?
Samantha.
Samantha.
Yes, sir.
And last name?
Gonzalez.
Okay. Is it a Z at the end or an S?
Z.
Z. Okay. And then do you have her email by chance, or did you want me to put down your email?
You can just down mine. She's
Okay.
on it anyway.
Okay. And then for the address, did you want me to put down her address or non-applicable?
This is not applicable. Sorry.
Okay. Alrighty, so what I'm going to go ahead and do is review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
And then I just want to confirm, you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Debra Prevere lawsuit, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't currently have an attorney, and you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain roughly around September 29, 2021. I have your date of birth as September 28, 1997. You did use the name brand Depo-Provera. Within 1 year, you can confirm you've had at least four injections prior to diagnosis. You started using Depo roughly around January 1, 2016, and stopped using it roughly around September 5, 2024. I have your first name as Victoria, spelled VICTORIA. Last name Mack, MACK. I have your social as 607-02-3982. I have your email as your last name, first name, the number 20 at gmail.com, and I have your phone number as 909-761-8299. I have your current address as 1005 Lynn Lane in Yukon, Oklahoma, zip code 73099. In regards to administering in pharmaceutical, I have medical staff that administered the depot shot for you. You've had it at least 24 times. You received and were prescribed the depot shot at Kaiser Permanente Upland Medical Offices, located at 1183 East Foothill Boulevard in Upland, California, zip code 91786. And I have the facility phone number as 833-574-2273. In regards to the diagnosing and treating doctor, I have Alan Myron Pollock, located at Kaiser Permanente in Panorama City Medical Center. The address I have for the facility is 13651 Willard Street in Panorama City, California, zip code 91402. Your doctor specializes in internal medicine, and I have their facility phone number as well as 833-574-2273. In terms of treatment, you only just did medications.
What? I'm sorry. Oh, you're sorry. I was like, why? I thought you asked me a question.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Only medication, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, you are not hospitalized at all for the meningioma, and I have your emergency contact as your best friend. Excuse me, your best friend that lives with you. Her name is Samantha, spelled Samantha. Last name Gonzalez, Gonzalez. I have Samantha's phone number as 405-664-7456. And then I don't have an address for her, and for her email, I put down your email. Is this all correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then I also have Kaiser Permanente in Palmdale and Discovery Plaza as two other places you were administered the depot shot.
Yes, ma'am. In
Okay.
Bakersfield, right?
Yes, in Bakersfield.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. Alrighty, so with that being said, excuse me, is there anything else you'd like me to change or add?
No, that's fine. That's perfect.
Okay, so the system is generating the documents as of right now. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. You're going to receive
Okay.
a text. It's going to say DocuSign. It's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala. And then there will be a link attached to it.
Yeah, I see.
Okay. So I'll have you go ahead and click on that link. It's going to ask you to agree to electronic records and signature. You'll hit yes or I accept. And then it's going to have a yellow start button after that. Go ahead and click that yellow start button, and it will prompt you to all the signature fields where you need a sign or initial.
Oh. Hold on. Oh. I
This
like
is just
that.
for me. The paperwork is just in terms of legal representation. You don't pay any fees, as well as release of medical records, authorization to release your medical records to the attorneys.
Okay, and I signed it. I think it's here.
And then if you
Okay,
have any
yeah.
questions, let me know as well, okay?
Okay, no, you're fine. I'm not signed it.
Okay, let me check on my end. Give me one moment, okay? Okay, I just received it on my end. So Victoria, with that being said, the way this process is going to work is moving forward, the attorneys are going to contact you within 24 to 48 hours. So be on the lookout for their call. They're just going to verify the information with you on the phone, everything that we spoke about, make sure everything is correct, and kind of go from there and let you know if they'll be able to work on your case or not. Be on the lookout for their call because they won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you. And if for any reason you did want to discontinue, you do need to speak to them as well. So just keep that in mind. I also went ahead and
Okay.
sent you a text from a 949 number. That's my direct line. So if you have any questions or any concerns or anything like that, please, please, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can text me at this number, you can call me. And if for any reason you wanted to email me, I also attached my email as well. But Victoria, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to thank you so much for your time. And if you have any questions or concerns in the meantime, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Of course, I'm wishing you the best with your health, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.